The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Mapri took off to the Temple of Bahamut in Sigil to atone for her friend's rudeness. Meanwhile, Keela and Yalaris try to figure out their housing situation. Will they find a roof for their heads? Or will they end up on the streets? You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yulari's Roaring Horn, our wizard witch.
You could always test your hypothesis in the park, see how people react to your jugging.
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our bard scald.
Curiosity, enjoyment, or pity?
B. Zelda as the lovable tiefling barbarian, Mapri.
I'm calling a meeting.
And then there's me, your DM, Victoria Rogers. It is just after lunch, early afternoon. Mapri has been out. She left first thing in the morning. What have you been doing this morning, Yalaris and Keela?
Well, we don't have a house. We don't have most of our possessions. We lost all of those when the ship sank quite a while ago. So I think that I turn to Yalaris and I say, Yalaris, I think we need to think about a way that we can spend the night somewhere. You know, in my past, I found that people were always a little bit more hospitable if I played some music for them. Do you want to start a band?
And what kind of music are you proposing you're going to play?
Well, I have the jug from Mapri. We could probably find some spoons. We have Yalaris Jr. who could sing her sweet goat song.
You're presuming this is going to make people hospitable towards us?
Yes.
The jug?
Yes.
I'm going to put the back of my hand on Keela's forehead just to check for a fever, even though this is not that atypical.
Well, do you have a better plan?
I mean, we could just waltz up to some abodes and demand room and board on credit.
I mean, you can do that. That has never worked out for me when I've tried in the past. But you're a little bit better at being demanding than I am.
Thank you.
So why don't we try that? And then if that fails, it'll be jug time. And I kind of hold up the jug and shake it jauntily.
You could always test your hypothesis in the park. See how people react to your jugging.
That's a great idea. Do you want to go to the park and do a test run?
Sure. I'll watch from a comfortable distance.
Excellent.
Perhaps see if there's a dragon chess game I can pick up while Keela plays.
What do I walk back to? I feel like I have to travel. Like, Mapri has to walk through the park to get to where, like, we all left each other. So I'm going through this park wholeheartedly, not expecting to see the two of you. And what kind of audience has Keela gathered or scared away?
Well, let's see by giving a performance roll.
18.
Oh, what? All the squirrels love it. 18 on a jug.
So this is some good jug playing. What is your performance like? Like, what are you up to? What is so compelling to all these people that are now watching you?
Well, there's two parts of my jug playing that are so compelling today. The first of all is I've been practicing, really working on the shape and size of my mouth to, so it's not just one jug sound. I'm able to really get a good tonal range going. And I'm also
it's
adding
got
a
two
little...
sounds. Boop, 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 boop.
I can get some some flats and sharps in between there. And I'm also doing a little bit of a dance with it.
Oh, no.
To give it a visual aspect to the performance.
Okay. This is... So what kind of dance? Like, how does one dance while playing the jug?
Well, my hands are very occupied with holding the jug, so it's mostly legs doing a bit of a kind of side-to-side shuffle.
Every now and then when I look up from my chess game, I throw a little minor illusion like firework behind her.
Ooh, I like that.
You are supportive of your friends.
People are gathering, but I can't tell whether it's out of curiosity, enjoyment, or pity? Hmm. Maybe a little bit of both, or all three.
Did you put a hat down?
Yes, I put down Maypree's large...
Get a cowboy hat.
Large holes. Cowboy hat.
Be careful, it's got holes.
Yeah.
okay, I imagine that I kind of have to, like, gently push my way through the small crowd that is gathered for one reason or another to watch this performance. Like, ooh, I wonder what I get to see. Oh, this jug music, it is beautiful. And then I get to the front and I see it's just Keela.
Oh, just Keela.
Firework. Tiny firework.
Wow, actually, this is really nice. Go, woo! And she's going to try and cheer you on.
So let's see what your dragon chess game is like going on. What did you wager, this poor senior citizen?
Always the senior citizens. I have a set of fine clothes in my inventory, so I'm going to say a silk blouse.
Oh, that's pricey.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me an intelligence roll.
Okie dokie.
And you're proficient in dragon chess, so add your proficiency modifier.
Yeah, that's a natural one, so I mean, it works out to an 8. But still, it's not.
Yeah, you are not doing so well. Why is that?
This jug music is very distracting.
You're too busy sending fireworks out.
My attention is split. All the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The senior citizen is actually quite wily.
He's very good.
He's very good.
Mm-hmm. He's been practicing for the one day that young whippersnapper returned.
He's going to look quite lovely in the blouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Maypree, this is what you return to.
Keela, if you could just hold your jug notes for... I have some news. Have we seen Galerius at all?
I let out one last long jug note and just let it trail away to finish the song. She's over playing some dragon chess.
You turn and you see Ylaris sort of like stiffly shaking hands with this older man who is packing up a blouse.
Ooh.
I see the gentleman kind of show off the blouse, check it out as, you know, Ylaris looks a little disappointed. Oh, Ylaris, yeah, hi, I'm back. Can I call a meeting? I'm calling a meeting.
Ooh.
Now, quickly excuse myself. Well, I have to go. My next appointment has arrived. That's, water Davian silk and hand embroidered. You take, hand wash only. Walk away.
Mm-hmm. My wife will like this.
I mean, hello again. I have called our meeting. Your jug playing was really cool, Keela, by the way.
It was because of your jug.
I mean, thank you. You're getting great use out of it, but those leg moves? Wow. But serious talk. So after our discussion with the gods, it didn't really sit right with me, and I know we don't have anywhere to sleep, and a lot of bad things are kind of happening everywhere around us, so... And nervously, Maypri is gonna, like, pat herself down. I have... And she'll pull out the all-black book. Before I say even anything, Galerius, this... is for you.
Take the book and sort of look it over. Is there a title on it?
Was there a title on a previous black book?
I think there was, but not in a language that we could read. I think Keela cast...
Yeah, Comprehend Languages on it.
But I don't remember what the title translated into.
Neither do I. It's that, though.
Oh. That's what Ulari says. Oh. Oh.
We'll talk about that later. For now, I guess it's important that I let you both know that I did meet with Bahamut. Wow. He was lovely, you know. Had some birds, had some news, and answered a lot of questions. And she's going to kind of, like, pat her hair until she can ruffle through her curls and pull out a golden canary feather. And she'll kind of harshly kind of shove it in both of their faces. This is our ticket out. I don't know how it works. It's magic. Maybe you can assess it, Galerius, with your eyes like you always do. But this will get us out of here into Rashomon. I might have agreed to some things that I think are right, and I think we should go to Rashomon. A lot of conviction in her voice.
Oh, no, I think Galerius just is sort of like, as Maypri is giving this sort of like breathless spiel, it's just kind of got her arms crossed across her chest and is just going to kind of like look Maypri up and down. And you want to go to Rashomon, or Bahamut wants you to go to Rashomon?
They're both kind of the same right now. I have a reason to go there. I have to believe that going there is what's right. We owe those people so much.
Oh, I'm not arguing with you, Maypri. I just... Well, if Bahamut had stuck around for more than a couple minutes, he would have known that all of us were planning to go to Rashomon, but...
For one reason or another. On that note, too, Keela, I don't think I'll help you kill somebody. I talked to somebody else. You know, the Stag Lord. He was great. It's nice to see him again.
You saw the Stag Lord? That's so great.
Yeah.
Busy morning.
How's he doing?
Good. His horns look wonderful still.
Good.
Yeah. But after talking with the two of them, I can't, in my good conscience, murder somebody that I don't think it's something that I can do, Keela. I'm sorry.
Maypri, I don't want you to be sorry. That's never something I would ask from you. I mean, you both have done so much for me, and you've both been such good friends. I won't ask you to do that with me, either of you. And I want you to know that. And also, Maypri, you had a very adventurous morning. I mean, like, Ulari's played some chess. I played a jug. You went and met with a couple of gods and hung out and figured out the solutions to our problems. So,
I don't know if... I mean, wow. It was, like, one solution. I also answered
I asked a bunch of questions, and the answers made it seem like we have a lot more problems than I thought. So that's maybe something.
I mean, we do have a lot of those, yeah.
Classic conversations with gods.
Maybe we could be worried about that another time.
So how is Yularis feeling right now?
Not amazing. I think, you know, she's not going to begrudge Maypree doing what Maypree needed to do. But the puppet strings still feel attached, and she's just, that makes her feel just a little claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. Like she's just kind of standing with her arms crossed and sort of like giving herself like a, that sort of like tight body hug that you don't necessarily realize that you're doing.
Is she hugging the book to herself?
Yeah.
Quietly, Maypree would like to turn to Yularis and in a more firm voice, Yularis, I do want you to know that I believe, or more maybe I was told, but I also believe it, that there's going to be a ritual involved to end all of this, to solve all of this. And I don't want you to be afraid, because you're really strong, and I know this time everything is going to go perfectly.
She'll sort of, her eyes narrow a little bit. How much blood is involved?
Zero. But I also don't know how magic works.
As you know, we don't have a great track record with those kind of rituals so far.
That ritual was highly successful.
I thought so.
It's true.
It did its purpose.
It did the thing. It did the thing.
It did the thing, but you had more than you bargained for.
This is very true. Yeah.
So if anything, our track record is great, you know?
Yeah. It's just doing the, I don't know, the research beforehand. I don't know. Sort of cock an eyebrow. And it's like, what else were you told about? What kind, is this to bind the betrayer? Is it, what kind of ritual are we talking? Should we sit down? Maybe I'm going to look around for like an empty dragon chess table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one. It's, well, what did I say? It was early afternoon. So no, it's there's one off in the corner. The reason why no one's sitting in it is because it's in the full sunlight. It's kind of warm.
I'll just get an unseen servant to like get some branches and hold some branches up for shade and take that one.
That is a pragmatic use of magic right there.
Oh, unseen servant, just the best.
I don't know. I mean, I do, but I also don't know if I understand. Ultimately, we all have the goal of getting rid of the betrayer, sealing away the betrayer, killing the betrayer, but I think, or again, what I was told, but I also believe it, I do, that the Raven Queen is at the head of all of this, and she is kind of the one that we have to restore to make all of this better. And that's going to involve all of us. It's going to involve my strength, your bagpipe. Where do you have your bagpipes on you, Keela?
No, Bahamut took them.
Oh, right! Whoops! Oh, well, those were important.
Okay, we're going to have to. That's, put that on our list of problems. We're going to have to get those back.
Another heist?
Let's just do it again. Heist part three, let's go.
Mm-hmm. And Yularis, we need your magic powers with the Hathrin to accomplish this.
Put down the book. Is any of this detailed in writing?
Nope, none of it.
What's in the book then?
I have no idea. It was a gift. I love getting gifts.
Well, Maybe the Raven Queen will be less angry with me if I restore her. And maybe Bahamut will also be less angry. So I feel like... You know, I've been thinking about it, and my track record with the gods is not so great. And although I understand why, when we get the next chance, maybe I can do a bit of a better job, and maybe this is the way.
Maybe this is the way to finally get them out of our lives.
Yes, that's true. If we, you know, really get in their favor, we can just say, like, okay, we've done our part. Let us rest. I'm
just
tired.
Finish the job.
Yeah.
Move on to other things.
Other godly things.
No, I don't need to go in any... No more gods.
Oh, no, no. They can go do their godly things. We okay. can do our mortal yeah. things.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to flip through the book.
Okay, you're flipping through the book. What languages do you read?
Presumably not this one. I read Common, Elvish, Rishemi, and Celestial.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It is... similar to Celestial.
Okay.
But it is not Celestial. It's weird and it doesn't make any sense.
Related language, but can only pick out a few root words kind of thing.
Yes.
If I use spellcanning and cast Comprehend Languages, can I read this?
Yes. You can read it.
I would like to cast Comprehend Languages and dictate it to Yularis.
Okay, so what does that whole exchange look like? Like, Yularis flipping through the book, is like, muttering to herself, trying to figure things out. And then Keela, what's Keela up to? Like, does Keela just like, hey, let me just do it. And like, take it from her hands? Like, how does that work?
I think it depends on how does Yularis react? Do you... say that you can't read it or just kind of look frustrated?
I think I've got my journal out and I'm like taking notes and like writing down root words and like other conjugations in different languages and trying to piece some like combinations together and just sort of muttering to myself under my breath.
Yularis, how is it going over there? Are you able to read the language of the book? Do you need a hand?
Eventually. Wait, do you have that? She waves her hands around to make, like...
I wave my hands back. I can. I know. I have this thing with words.
Ugh,
and
just do it. And shove it at her.
And I wave my hands over the book and cast the spell.
All right. Yeah, so you're reading it. It is a detailed story. It's more of, like... It's not so much a story. It's, like, a chronicle. It's a chronicle that was written... at the time this occurred. This book, as you read on, you realize is extremely old. Because it details how the Raven Queen, before she was a god, she was a mortal queen. A mortal elven queen. Who was extremely successful in repelling some invaders in a war. With the help of Bahamut. Long, long, long ago, when she was mortal. But in the course of her life, she decided that she wanted to become immortal. She wanted to an apotheosis. She wanted to ascend to godhood. So she started a ritual, and her followers gave her their souls. And, like, upon death, when one would die, they would gift their soul to her. And she was able to gather thousands of these souls to use in a ritual that she could then become a god. However, this is where it gets interesting. There is a faction of people within her followers who did not want this to happen. So they mucked up her plans, and when the ritual was coming in on, they interrupted it, and so it went awry, thus shattering them, all of the souls,
and the Raven Queen's identity. The Raven Queen ended up becoming an amalgamation of memories that coalesced into a being that is now the Raven Queen. And the betrayers and the souls, well, some souls departed with the Raven Queen into the Shadow Realm, and others got trapped in with the betrayers, and that is now the single entity known as the Betrayer. So a ritual to restore the Raven Queen. I'm sure Yalaris can put two and two together.
Keela, are you just like reading it out loud, or are you just sort of like, are we silently watching you read this book?
No, we're gonna say that everything that Victoria just said, you all heard in Keela's voice.
Huh.
Well, that's not what I expected.
That is interesting. They're almost fractured parts of the same entity then, or ought to have been.
I think that's really sad. It really makes me want to do what we can to help her, you know?
I wouldn't want to exist like that.
I'm not going to lie, it creeps me out a little, both sides.
Yeah.
Making yourself into a god using the souls of thousands of your followers? I
think it's kind of beautiful if they all agreed to it.
Mm-hmm. It still gives me sort of a squeamy feeling in my tummy, but...
How can you know what happens to your soul afterwards if you give it to a god instead?
I mean, she wasn't a god at that point. You gave it into somebody that you believed in, somebody that you respected, and probably somebody that they loved very dearly.
I gotta sort of just, like, lean back in my chair and sort of, like, cock my head towards Maypri. I was like, have you ever believed in anyone that much?
I mean, I kind of believe in us. I would give our souls to save the two of you, absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't think any of us would ever ask for that. And I think that's the difference.
That's fair. I don't know. Sometimes you don't have to ask.
I also guess that's why we're not gods.
Cheers to that. Sure, I've got like a water skin or a flask. Yeah. to not being gods.
Well, to not being gods, but to helping some out.
Yeah. Funny
how. I think
it's
what we have to do.
They need the mortals to help put them back together. Must be really interesting magic to, like, is it take the betrayer apart piece by piece and funnel it in? Do you need a siphon? Do you need. And she's going to start rattling off all of this different, like, arcane theory, trying to hypothesize what the sort of structure of the ritual would be and how many people would be needed to complete it and what the. And it probably gets really boring really fast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Maypri tunes out ASAP and turns to Keela and kind of pulls the feather back out of her hair.
How do you think this works? You think we all just hold hands? Do you think I throw it into the air? Have you ever had a magic feather before?
Pull out my wand.
I mean, we could... If it's the same concept as my teleportation ring, maybe if we just link together and think really hard where we want to go?
I tap the feather with my feather and cast Identify.
Okay. It is... A powerful teleportation spell.
Cool.
Is it a one-time use?
It's a powerful teleportation spell.
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess that, because that's exactly what they told me, but thank you. Sorry, Keela, what did you say?
I forget.
That's okay. Do we think that we all just have to link hands and think really hard about Rashomon?
I mean, that's how my teleportation spell works.
And then use the wand to cast the spell, yes.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Maybe we'll stand up from the grass.
Can I tell if, like, it's already geolocated, like, written into the spell,
Where it's
gonna go?
Yeah. It is set to... You get like, a vibe off of it. Like, mm-hmm. it's... You don't, like, read it. You just get this feeling. And it's a very similar scent that you get of fresh thyme that you smelled a lot when you were in Erling.
Okay, and I am going to tell Maypri and Keela. So it's not actually that simple. We will have to draw this particular symbol on the ground, and I'm going to sketch some ridiculous thing in my journal. Everybody will have to stand in between the cardinal directions. You have to click your heels 3 times and then do a little shimmy with your hands. And then we can cast the spell.
Can you show me the heel click hand shimmy
one more time?
Yeah, just walk me through the whole thing step by step.
I will do it once, but then you have to practice. Because if even a beat of it is off, who knows where we could wind up.
Okay, I'm not worried.
And I'm going to make them practice this dance many times.
We're just dancing in the public park while, you know, the senior folks play dragon chess around us.
Yep.
I get the jug going to get us like a little background beat so that we know what pace to do our dance at.
All right. I think it's looking good.
Are we ready? Are we ready to go back to Rashomon?
I'm ready. I kind of miss it.
Me too. It's spooky, but it's also the closest place to home I know.
We made some cool friends there.
Interesting to go back to a place rather than just continually running somewhere new.
Well, ready to dance?
Music by Victoria Rogers. Ensuing Calm, Haunted Romance by Moments, Duck Dance, Avocado Junkie, Hope Endures, Third Age.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.